Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Oh, yes, Flavomaniacs.
Yeah, listen, I love you.
What's the crack anyway? Do you like answering questions?
Questions are my favourite types of sentences.
Mm. You could turn this bonus episode into a TV game show.
Could you?
The Stall It bonus episode TV game show.
Where how would the music intro go?
The audience. I don't know about that. We'll get there. But the audience that are like, watching it from the studio will answer the questions. And the three of us are just like, this is just a setup in the studio, like, this setup. And it goes on RTE too.
I'd never watch that. Works better as a bonus episode like a fucking podcast.
Could do like a reporter or something. We cut to the reporter and stuff and he's out in town and everything and ask the people on Henry Street if they like eggs.
Are they from the country or are they from Dublin?
Yeah.
Go on, you mad thing. He's wearing boots, so he's probably from the country. No, he's from Dublin. I thought he was from the country.
Get like a musical guest on as well.
Yeah.
And then it becomes more than a bonus episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We sit around the bar.
Yeah. We interview them and then they can play a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd be into that.
That'd be a good bonus episode.
And then like fucking get you out of Gap and I wish they asked us onto that. I'd have done a bit on that. Thanks.
One day, Darren, a man can dream. A man can dream.
One day. Well, come here, any questions before we lose the run of ourselves?
Imagine you went on the late night lock-in and got locked.
Oh, that's what I thought you did, like. If I was the first ever guest on that, I'd be locked.
And welcome to season 3 of the Two Johnnies Late Night Lock-In. We're here with Darren Cohen. Come on, why didn't you have me on the fourth season? He's on your fucking podcast and all, you bollocks.
I was on the podcast, I was talking about on the M50, you drove a car and it goes,
ooh, it's Dirty Michael all over it.
No, because if what I was doing for a tractor bounced on the M50, I don't know, because I don't even drive, so I don't even know theory test.
Darren, you're supposed to sing a song for us.
And the old triangle. Go on, we go to the bleeding Burger King.
Go on, any questions?
What the fuck? Oh, bonkers.
Okay, Jacko.
Jacko.
Jacko wants to know.
Wacko Jacko.
Would you rather experience every single day the pain of a hard, heavy, old school football slapping into your bare inner thigh on an icy morning? Do you remember that pain?
Not the inner thigh.
Face maybe.
Inner thigh, no.
And the inner thigh, how the fuck does a ball get into that area of your body?
Did you
trying to catch it with your toys?
Like just above your knee, like there?
Inner? Is it like in there in if you're where you do the check?
Trying to block a shot, I suppose.
Or if you're in goal, like?
Trying to block a shot with what?
Your leg.
The inside of your leg?
Did you play football?
Not in goal.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I know what the feeling is.
Replace inner thigh with face.
Okay? Yeah.
That wouldn't be nice.
Okay. So that's your first option. Your other option is only have ants for friends.
Every morning, is it?
Every single morning. Then let's presume there's no injury or serious damage done to your face here. So it's just the pain.
Are the friends you already had turned into ants?
No.
If you look Ant-Man.
No, you stay as Darren Man. And they are just your friends, the ants.
And they're just ants.
Everyone else is just doesn't want anything to do with you anymore.
Actual ants, little mini, tiny insects.
I guess so. Yeah.
But do you like them?
They're your friends.
Yeah, well, that sounds nice.
Did he talk like?
They're ants. They're ants who are your friends. I can only interpret Jacko's question in so many ways here and do such depth.
Mm. Ants are cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cutie patooties.
Yeah. Did you ever see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? The ant is deadly in there.
Cutie patootie.
Bringing him around and he's fighting spiders and all sorts of stuff.
Mm.
I can't remember what name they give him.
Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
That's another one with film? Dance in it.
That's a film.
Little Cutie Patooties. Who's in that fucking?
So we're going with the ants anyway. We're not sitting here going through every film.
I don't really have any mates. Fuck them.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to be friends with an ant.
These are all ants now.
Okay. Lauren wants to know, would you rather be able to eat anything you want and still stay healthy, or have to only sleep 1 hour a day to be fully rested? So both good options.
Yeah.
This is a better set of choices than the ants and football scenario.
I said a field one.
Yeah.
I go with sleep 1 hour in the day. You get more done then.
Yeah.
You'd basically have twice as long living.
But then you'd eat more though. You could just eat everything, like eat a gaff out of it.
And you'd be healthy.
You don't have to worry about fitting into your wedding suit.
You could just be healthy.
Hmm. Both are good. Both are good. It's a hard one.
Struggling with
both
this.
Both are good, like.
You're really considering this.
Yeah. I probably have to go with ants as friends.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd stick with the field one for sure. For sure, for sure.
But you'd be like, maybe if with the sleep one.
I'll eat what I want anyway. I'll eat what I want. I don't care.
Is it like a Mars bar is healthy?
Everything is healthy. Everything is like eating broccoli.
But does everything taste like broccoli?
I don't think so. Everything tastes the same, just that it's.
No, you can have a
kebab.
Super sized Big Mac wrapped in a kebab. Deep fried.
Like eating a plate of veg.
Yeah.
You can do that anyway. I mean.
This fella would eat, aren't he? Still.
Now, you might not put on weight, but you're not getting nutrition out of it, you know? And you're clogging up those arteries day by day with every deep fried super sized meal.
One ton.
Something has to kill you. You have to die some way.
They're both good options.
They're both good. Sleep. I'll go with my original one. And final answer.
Okay. Grad. Okay. Kev T.
Kev T.
That's how he wants to be known. Yep. He wants to know, a bit of a throwback here for us. If you were able to do a creepy crawly like the Manson family, do you remember the creepy crawlies? Before they started killing people, they'd sneak into big houses
in
hills around LA.
The Manson family, like?
Yeah, well, people were there and they'd like rearrange
to play with
the furniture or just little things just to mess with people's heads, yeah. So he says, do a creepy crawly like the Manson family, but only into the other one's house. So, what would you move around or steal to freak them out? It couldn't be anything big because they'd have to be able to think maybe they just lost it and might be going mad. And Kev clarifies, he says, the early creepy crawlies, I mean, not when the Manson family started tying people up and hurting them, the sick bastards.
So the phone era.
When you say big, like,
phone Manson.
What's the limits?
Well, I'd notice if you took me telly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or his couch.
Oh, do you have to take something or move something?
You don't have to. You can do
can
either.
Can I move something big?
You can move. Yeah, but if you move the couch or the telly.
I was going to say.
He's going to know someone was in there.
Also, it's my job to like make him not know that I was there.
Just.
I thought it was their job to like, for you to question was, did someone move that or not?
Exactly. But if the telly's been moved, you know someone moved that.
Yeah.
It's not possible. You know, you might. I could have sworn I put my keys down by the door. So why are they in the kitchen? And if it keeps happening, like, am I going mad?
That happens to me, and I think it's a glitch in the Matrix.
I think it's a glitch in your head.
That's the same thing.
The Matrix.
I'd go into Darren's house and I would swap his chihuahua out for a slightly different chihuahua to see if he noticed.
Like almost the exact same, but like an ear is flopping down or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How often like cat. Like, and then the next time
spray a cat.
And then the next time swap back the original chihuahua.
Yeah.
And just keep swapping the two chihuahuas.
Or maybe even Frank the pug. And just keep swapping them with a slightly fatter one. And then you're like, I think he's putting on weight real fast.
Wouldn't that be a bit weird? Like, you'd kind of freak out, wouldn't you?
Do you think he'd
notice?
Look
the same. The dog would be acting weird, I'd say. You'd know straight away. You'd know straight away. You know your dog. You know your fucking dog.
I'd put a human poo inside that cage.
Their cage. Like, they have two. He sleeps on the bed. In Dixie's cage, you put a big human poo in it. And I go, jeez, horse shites are getting bigger, Amy.
The shite would be like the same size.
I'd be coming in like, who did that? Who is that doing that? Who did it? Who did it? You're a bald girl.
And now chihuahuas just fucking shiver.
They just like go down into themselves and they're like...
The size of a little fucking chihuahua and a big human in the cage.
No, I do. Because I'm going to stick to the dog team. And I go in and about 4 in the morning, right? I'll jump through your window, right? Oh, actually, wouldn't I just... I go in discreetly because it's not the aim of the game is to make noise, is it?
Nope.
I go in with a razor, and I shave your dog like a sheep.
He's going to know you're in the house then.
Like, no, then.
He'd hear the razor, wouldn't he?
I don't think he needs to hear the razor to realise someone's shaved his dog.
You know, hair on the dog.
I'd shave off a little square.
I'd still know. I'd be like,
yeah, but I know you fuck me dog or put your big shite in the
you would?
No, but no,
so
you
would. I don't know by the smell of it.
No, no, no.
I know me dog scent.
But it's still shite in the cage.
There'd be fucking particles of human food in it. Oh. Give it over. Give it over. Give it over.
Particles.
Give it over, will you?
It's like for a moment you just realised what he was talking about. Goes, ah. Oh.
Stop that.
You wouldn't. You're not going to study it.
Right.
You always study a dog shit.
I'd stand there for a bit and look at it and say, that's a different shape. The length of that one. I'd unlock your front door.
Oh, that's good.
Or your back door.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd have you questioning like, I locked that. Every night I fucking keep thinking, I'm going to have to just check this like 50 times. Like,
I'd run you a tap.
Yeah, that's sinister.
Mm.
Like not to flood your gaff around, but when you just wake up in the morning, you'd go into the kitchen and your tap would be on and you'd be like, did I fucking leave the tap on all night?
It's like the door, similar kind of thing. Like, yeah. did I not lock my front door? Do you have jars for like sugar, tea bags and coffee? And it says that on them?
Yeah.
I'm going to switch them around.
Oh, you sick bastard.
I'm sick, dirty bastard, I am.
This one will freak you out. I'd go into your house and I'd put your kitchen chairs on the table.
Too much. I'd know someone was in there then.
But you think it's like a fucking poltergeist or something?
No, wouldn't I? Don't believe in them. You know me.
What if you open? But why would someone come into your house and put a chair on the table?
You'd want to be sick.
And take a human shit into the dog cage.
And swap your pug for a different pug and, yeah.
Or open all the presses.
I think the best one you said was the...
Run the tap.
I'd open... Have you got an attic?
Yeah.
Have you got a ladder that comes down like a stair?
Yeah.
I'd pull that down every night.
Oh, that's too...
It's too much. You'd not, wouldn't you? Be like, hey, that's Darren. That's from that fucking bonus episode.
You said that in the bonus episode. Something with a toothbrush. Something with a toothpaste. Or change a toothpaste.
To cement.
To something that you didn't... To a flavour that you didn't like. The grill...
It'd be just go hard anyway before you got to it. Yeah, change it like from Oral-B to fucking Colgate.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
You probably wouldn't notice it. I wouldn't notice it. If someone, like, I just use whatever's fucking there, whatever tube of toothpaste is there.
I'd notice it.
Would you?
Ah! I rub me tongue and all. Oh, what's that? What's that one? Wasn't like that yesterday. Why is the chair on the fucking table? And there's a big human shite in Dixie's cage. Like, fucking, what did you give her to eat? That was the pork. We gave her pork on Sunday. You just notice everything one after the other. Why is the tap running?
I would put hair dye in your shampoo. So,
well, if it comes out brown, I'm not going to fucking use it. I'll be like, eh.
Yeah, well, it's not brown. It's like it's blonde.
Blue.
Bleach. I'd put bleach in your shampoo.
That's horrible.
And then you'd have blonde hair, peroxide blonde hair.
Oh, no. Couldn't do that. That's
no, you'd
go in your eyes. You'd kill yourself.
Yourself.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
If it went in your eyes, you'd go blind.
Sorry.
Would you?
Yes, I believe so.
Like, instantly?
No, you'd probably suffer a great deal of pain first and then lose vision.
But not bleach. I wouldn't put bleach in it. I'd put, like, peroxide. I'd put peroxide in your shampoo, in your head and shoulders. Goes in your hair, scrub, scrub, scrub. All of a sudden, you have blonde hair. And you'd be like, what the fuck? How did that happen?
You just have to go with it.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I actually feel like doing that.
To your own hair?
No, stick it in the Head and Shoulders bottle and then leaving it on the counter in like Dunn's. And some poor unlucky fucker's going to pick that bottle, wash that hair with peroxide. Don't do that, anyone. Don't do that.
Don't start a trend. What's going on, guys? Back here with another video. I'm just going into Dunn's stores. I'm going to swap out a Head and Shoulders for some peroxide blonde dye. Shh, like that to the camera. Shh, don't let them see me.
All for the TikTok creators fund. What's up, guys? I'm just here in jail. Got caught putting some peroxide Head and Shoulders on the shelf. And now I'm looking at doing 4 to 5 years time. Check in tomorrow. I'll update you, see what's happening.
What's up, guys? I'm here on the electric chair. I'm about to have my last meal.
This is what I'm having. Having some KFC. Yeah, it's one of the new chicken outside and hash browns inside.
Yeah.
Fucking bacon things.
What's up, guys? I'm up here in heaven.
I like that he went to heaven.
Hell. I'm in hell.
Down here with my main man, Satan. Say what's up, Satan. Good question.
There's nowhere else you can go from there.
No, I think we went pretty far with that one.
Thank you very much for your listener questions. Thought-provoking. Keep sending them in to stall@goloudnow.com.
That's the one.